We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Dalet, Sif Aleph. Says the Mechaber, Ul Yisrael Acher She'eino Rabo, Afilu Osa Ladas Yisrael Mutter, Kol She'ein Sham Amiras Yisrael. If this type of slave is doing malacha for a different Jew, not for his master, then we do not say that it is nichale for the person. We do not say that this other Jew wanted the slave to do the work for him, and we say adat de nafshe of it, that the slave is really doing the work under his own will, and it is not prohibited for the slave to do this work. However, the Jew is still not allowed to benefit from this malacha, just like we saw earlier in Hilchos Shabbos, that a Jew is not allowed to benefit from any malacha which is done by a non-Jew. There is another daya, as long as the slave was not makabel upon himself the seven mitzvos, came into any Yehudi gamarhu ain rabba mazurlov, then the master does not need to ensure that he does not do malacha, and he is allowed to benefit, and he is allowed to allow the slave to do work for others. So this opinion would assume that this type of slave is allowed to do malacha for a chol hashem bo sakana, and is allowed to bury a mace on the first day of Yomtif. It is no different than any other non-Jew. The Rama adds, V'chol eves shematzuv al shvisaso, aser latzeis b'chosom sh'asal rabo laharos bo shu avdo. Anytime there is a slave who is not allowed to perform malacha, that you need to ensure that the slave does not do malacha, the slave is not allowed to go out with a seal which shows that he belongs to the master. V'im hu shel tit mutter latzeis bo k'shatali b'tzavaro avalo b'ksuso. If the seal is made out of plaster and it is hanging from his neck, then it's permitted. The Mishnah Berurah explains, because if it falls off, it will break and it's not worth anything, so we're not afraid you're going to carry it if it was made out of tit and it fell off, and it needs to be wrapped around the neck. But if it is attached to the clothing, then we are afraid that if it gets detached, you might wrap it up in your clothes in order that everyone be able to see, because you are afraid of your master. And if it's made out of metal, it's for sure prohibited, because then it is something which is chashuv, and your master wants to make sure that you won't lose it, so therefore if it falls off, you're definitely going to come to carry it in the Rishos HaRabim. If it was made by the slave himself, then for sure we're afraid you care about it, and you are going to want to carry it. In terms of the earlier machlokas about an eved who was not makabel sheva mitzvos b'nei noach upon himself, that we saw there is a machlokas whether he has a special status or he is like every other non-Jew, the Mishnah Berurah says that it is better to be machmir for the first day, which assumes that it remains a special status and he would not be able to do tzorchei cholosh emos akana or tzorchei meis b'yom tov rishon.